many more virus samples. Now federal money is revving up the U.S. effort. Scientists able to find and track new versions of the coronavirus by analyzing the genetic makeup of a portion of samples that test positive. The Dow down 519 points, the NASDAQ off 204. This is SRN News.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Nick, what are you doing?
Well, Adam, Thanksgiving is over, so it's officially time for the holidays.
And it's time for our Legacy Box Cyber Monday sale, which means you can save up to 65% when you digitize your home movies and pictures. What an incredible reason to join the millions of people who've entrusted Legacy Box to safeguard their recorded memories.
Plus, Legacy Box is the best gift for you or a family member. It's what Better Homes and Gardens called the most sentimental gift to make this holiday season special.
And what Reader's Digest called a genius product.
That's because Legacy Box is simple and safe. Just fill and send, and you'll get your new digital copies of your treasured tapes, film reels, and photos.
So turn on the Christmas music and make sure to visit LegacyBox.com and shop our Cyber Monday sale to take an unreal 65% off.
Our Cyber Monday sale is going on now at LegacyBox.com/LBox. That's LegacyBox.com to take 65% off. Visit LegacyBox.com/LBox.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Great news from Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call about a significant pay raise. Call now, 855-777-9785. That's 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. What an extended string of some really nice days ahead as November ends and December begins. How about a nice warming trend with sunshine today and a high temperature in the upper 60s? Clear, not as cold tonight, overnight low 41. Tomorrow and Wednesday, the warming trend really gets going as December begins with low 70s Wednesday, mid-70s on Thursday, more sunshine. Even Friday, we're still dry with a high temperature up to about 75. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Thank you for choosing Capital Tractor for your equipment needs. Thank you for trusting us to help you do the work you do. And thank you for making us one of the largest Kubota dealers in the Southeast. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
For Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. Troy police have arrested a man on attempted murder charges. Authorities have charged 31-year-old Daryl Gerald Davis on four counts of attempted murder and one count of discharging a firearm into an occupied dwelling. Davis's arrest is in connection to a shooting that occurred on Saturday night in the 400 block of Astor Circle. The Montgomery Police Department is investigating a deadly shooting. That shooting happened just before 8:30 Monday morning in the 3700 block of Seton Boulevard. One woman was shot. She died at the scene. No arrests have been made so far. And Auburn offensive coordinator Mike Bobo is reportedly out after the Tigers only managed to gain 159 yards of total offense in the Iron Bowl. He was brought in by first-year coach Brian Harsin to lead an offense that started strong with back-to-back 60-point games, but the Tigers closed with four straight losses. No word yet on who will call plays in Auburn's bowl game. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hey, everybody. This is Pam Edwards with eXp Realty. I'm the wife of an Air Force veteran and the mother of two grown children, and I've teamed up with Eddie Bader to meet your real estate needs in the River Region area. Please give me a call at 334-398-2896.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. It's Straight Talk with April Marie. Join the conversation. Call 334-272-9228. And here's your host, April Marie.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. April Marie here. Stephen Cruiser on the line. Joey Clark in the studio keeping me out of trouble and occasionally mocking me. In all fairness, I did drop my mic once today, and I did render myself speechless over nothing. Oh, and I cried for the first 10 minutes. So your job isn't easy today, Joey.
Well, and mockery helps with keeping you in line. Not on the crying thing, but the other stuff.
It's true. It's true. Stephen Cruiser, how are you doing today?
Apologies in advance. I'm actually a little under the weather, which is completely unusual for me. I rarely get sick. But I'm on the road, and the sinuses messed with me. I blame it on having to wear a mask on the plane. That's what I'm blaming it on.
When all else fails, go with mask requirements.
Yeah. So if you hear any sniffling or all of a sudden a little bit of cough, it's just a sinus infection. I don't have the Rona, okay?
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the absolute freak out by Arizona State University students who got their panties in a wad. It turns out he's not even currently enrolled in any classes, but at one point Kyle Rittenhouse was enrolled, and so Students for Socialism at ASU is very upset about Rittenhouse being a student there, and others are joined in.
Well, it's Arizona State, so it's not like they're learning anything there. I'm a University of Arizona guy. The ASU people don't actually go to class, so they have time to get mad about stuff like this. But they're going to try to cancel this kid for a while now. There were a lot of us who were speculating about that last week. It's going to be difficult for him to live a normal life. And for the people who were saying that he should just fade into the background, that emotionally would be best for him, but this kind of crap is going to make that impossible for him. So I think he needs to double down on the celebrity he's got right now and really leverage that.
Well, can we talk about how the literal first line of their, quote, demands for the university is that they withdraw Kyle Rittenhouse from ASU, release a statement against white supremacy and racist murderer Kyle Rittenhouse. Did they not watch a moment of the trial to understand that that he killed people in self-defense and the people he killed were white?
Well, no, the media has been lying about everything. The Democratic Congressional Committee released a statement that said he killed black people. I mean, it wasn't just like hacks on social media. It was people in the upper echelons of the Democratic Party, mainstream media getting, it was like Guy Benson said on Fox News last week, he said there are all of these media corporations that supposedly have layers and layers of editorial checks and balances, and they're still getting the basic facts of the case wrong. And so most people, like a bunch of idiot college kids, have been hearing the lies all along, and they believe it to be true. They're working on this information that's been repeated ad nauseum that's all wrong.
There is a special kind of stupid, and it makes me wonder, I am all for college being the time that people get to say and do stupid things and then hopefully get some education, get some real life experience and get their crap together. But I don't know if there's any fixing this kind of stupid.
Well, you know, they're what, a socialist group on a college campus, so that, ooh, edgy. But the thing that galls me about this is the demanding that the university respond in a certain way. And universities around the country have set up this thing because they have started to cave to demands from fringe student groups in the last 15 years especially, when in fact, if the education were serious about itself and about giving these kids an education, they would tell them to, you know what, off and go back to class. But this is where we are in academia now.
They're going to cower. Well, it is absolutely just silly time. So they found out he's no longer a student, and yet they're moving forward with their push for the administration to apologize for ever having let him be a student and promise to wage a war against white supremacy. And it's all quite exhausting as well.
I mean, if ASU had any cojones, they would give Rittenhouse a scholarship now.
You know, that is, we should do a GoFundMe to send, actually, if we're going to do a GoFundMe, we should send them to a better university. But for the love of all that's holy, this is ridiculous. Hey, yeah. Speaking of ridiculous, what do you think of this, this Lauren Boebert, Ilhan Omar spat?
I think that Boebert shouldn't have apologized. I don't think you can say enough bad things about Ilhan Omar. I don't want to be that guy. At times I'd like to think of myself as being a better man, but when it comes to Ilhan Omar, she's a thoroughly unlikable human being. And I love when Boebert shoots from the lip like that. And I wish she hadn't apologized, really. That's where I am on that.
Well, it was clearly a joke. Here's my position is there are times in which it's like, okay, that might have been in poor taste. But I don't believe this shows a deep-seated hatred for the Muslim religion. And
no.
The way that things are being twisted and manipulated by the left, I feel like they're going too far. Like they're turning into the child who called Wolf, the little boy he called Wolf. Everything is racist. Everything is bigoted. Everything is this hate-filled, this hate-filled ideals that conservatives clearly espouse, and you're like, just let this one go already.
There's also the fact that they call everything a phobia now, and Bill Maher addressed this a couple weeks ago when it came to transphobia. You know, a phobia is an irrational fear, and it's not. And they label everything as phobic or a phobia, and they're saying Boebert's Islamophobic now because because she thinks Ilhan Omar, she equated her with being a terrorist. Well, you know what? If Ilhan Omar doesn't want to be equated with being a terrorist, then she needs to stop coming down, actually, when it comes to policy, on the side of the terrorists in the Israeli terrorism conflict, okay? She's vehemently anti-Israel. She got censured for it her first month in Congress, okay? And for making anti-Semitic remarks, and nobody said she was Israeli phobic or anything like that. So maybe she should stop siding with the terrorist if she doesn't want to be likened to a terrorist. That's all I'm saying. It's that easy.
You got Joey to nod. Joey's been pretty stoic over there today.
I got a question, a follow-up, because I think it's largely silly and it represents the American people so well in its silliness. I love that aspect of it. But what do you think of somebody like Nancy Mace who runs to CNN and wants to wag her finger at the rest of her Republican colleagues?
It's a bull market right now for Republican turncoats, and they know it. There's money to be made out there right now. There's notoriety to be had. And unfortunately, some Republicans just really, really, really crave adulation from a media that still hates them. And they don't understand that. They don't understand that everybody, Nancy Mace doesn't get that everybody at CNN loathes her very existence still, no matter how many times they have her on. And they never, that's the big failure with Republicans who want to become media darlings, is they don't understand that they're just being used as pawns by people who would rather they not exist.
Amen.
Yeah, our friends over at the Lincoln Project put out a statement.
And we actually do have friends there.
We do have friends there. I know, it's wild to me. At one point, for those who aren't familiar, I actually do, we do have a personal friend over at the Lincoln Project who was there for me in a time in my life where I felt like I was at rock bottom, which is saying a lot. Like I was like, what am I going to do with my life and my career right now? And my friend over there was just a great sounding board for me. And so I retweeted this person when I came back to Twitter, and I lost followers because apparently we're so polarized as a nation, you're not allowed to have friendships or even historical-based friendships with people who you are completely opposed to in their professional life.
You want to tempt fate with your conservative friends. I had drinks with them a couple of years ago.
That'll do it.
People found out about that. They were like, "You what?" And I said, it was drinks. We weren't talking about politics.
It's wild. I posted photos. I guess January of last year, he was doing a round of media interviews, and he met me for breakfast. And again, I didn't know better. I didn't know better in that I had left Twitter, so I didn't realize he was one of the most vilified people out there. But he owns it. But back to the point of this, Lincoln Project has declared war. First it was like Trump allies. Then it was like anybody who supported the Trump agenda. Now they're all out, all anti-Republican. Does this come as a surprise to you at all, this evolution?
No, I don't even think it's an evolution. They were basically Democrats when all of this started in 2016. They just weren't admitting it. They were pretending to be principled Republicans because it sold better. But no, they had already made the trip to the dark side then. So it wasn't really an evolution. It was just a quick hop across the line, actually. And the thing with the Lincoln Project is they're not really, they don't have much of a batting average in the last 2 years. They're not
doing
well.
It's really bad.
Yeah, but they've still got so much money coming in, it doesn't matter. I know that for a fact. They've got a lot of money coming in, and I think they're just trying to reposition themselves as being even farther to the left now because they figure that will keep the money flowing if they're just full out, flat on Dems now.
Well, I knew that they had lost their way when they started advocating against Supreme Court nominees and against the U.S. Senate conservative candidates in Georgia. And I was like, nope, this is no longer about Trump. This is all Democrat all the time. And they've kind of proven that.
This is inside baseball stuff, but for your listeners out there who aren't familiar with how this works, none of these guys give a crap about political ideology. Not zero, okay? They're going where the money is at the time, and they will continue to do that for the rest of their lives. They made good livings for a long time as grifting Republican consultants, an entire class of people who I think should be purged from politics. And when the money looked good on the other side, they went there. There is nothing principled here. They don't care about anything. They would sell their mothers tomorrow if the market price were right.
Fair point indeed. Let's go to some of the other things happening nationally. Freak out over new COVID variant. In some ways, I don't want to say enjoying, because enjoying is not the right word, but it feels like they're tipping their hand to the world when liberals are freaking out over a variant that early indications say is going to be pretty mild.
Well, yeah, I mean, you had Fauci on in front of every camera they could find this weekend talking about it's going to be here. He starts to have to consider lockdowns on it. And then you've got, of course, because they're nothing without their mixed messaging. Then you got Prez Joe going yesterday, well, there's no reason to panic yet. And then he couldn't even say the name of the variant correctly. By the way, Omicron, one of my readers pointed out this morning, is an anagram for moronic.
Yes. I saw that the first day came out, and it was like, oh, good Lord. All right. On that note, we are going to take a quick break. When we come back, more Steven Cruiser and some real straight talk here with April Marie. Joey keeping us out of trouble. Back in a moment.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hey folks, this is Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center, and did you know there's all kind of dogs that we can feed, like sleeping dog, hot dog, creek dog, swimming dog, hunting dog, shaggy dog, lap dog, window dog, riding dog, hiding dogs, puppy dog, standing dog, hat dog, cozy dog, family dog, even a dancing dog, man. So come see us at 1154 South Memorial Drive in Prattville, and we can even feed your kitty cat, too.
Before buttons, things were much harder, like starting an outboard motor.
Come on.
Or even treating sleep apnea. If you've tried CPAP but struggle to get a good night's sleep, relief can be as easy as a button with Inspire.
Inspire is a sleep apnea treatment that works inside your body with just the click of a remote. No mask, no hose, just sleep. To learn more, visit inspiresleep.com. Inspire, sleep apnea innovation. Inspire is not for everyone. Talk to your doctor to see if it's right for you and review important safety information at inspiresleep.com.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
Well, good afternoon. You are listening to See Straight Talk with April Marie. We have Stephen Kranzler from PJ Media on the line. Joey Clark keeping me out of trouble, as hard as it is to do these days. It is easier when I am not remote, which I am, and I'm admitting that because I have occasionally dropped my mic and I'm having a little hot mess over here. I'm waiting to see about my father, and I've gotten a couple messages from those who have turned down a little later to the show, so I want to take the opportunity for that update. So my father did have to be put back on the ventilator yesterday. His condition has worsened again. We are waiting because I think I mentioned to you guys, one of the things is even though he's been in hospital and on the ICU unit for over 20 days, he's been in the COVID isolation unit in spite of the fact he probably would not test positive for COVID. Now, this makes no sense to me. Okay. I understand he came in with COVID, but one of the things we were told is that he may be there, for a prolonged period of time. Some people are there for months, and even though they no longer have COVID, they're kept in the COVID isolation unit, which limits his care to healthcare professionals and, of course, to any visitors, though this particular VA hospital isn't allowing visitors anyway, for which I'm fighting about because I'm pretty angry about it. So do keep my father in your prayers. His name is John Fogle. And I want to thank those of you who have sent messages. Among the people who have sent messages today while I've been on air, especially that first 10 minutes when I lost my crap, was our good friends over at Dillon Rings. 119 Brown Springs Road, just off Atlanta Highway. Dillon Rings is a community jewelry store. They want to get to know you. They want to get to know your likes, your taste, your budget, and they want to be more than the people you just go to once and never return. They want to build those relationships. And Josh and Leslie over there are just great people. They can help you with whatever your jewelry needs are. So whether you're looking to get a piece, an item fixed, anything from necklaces, earrings, even watches, they can do that over there. If you're looking to get a family heirloom changed over, maybe you inherited a ring that's not your style and you want to take the stones from it and make your rings or pendant or necklace, they can do that for you. If you want a custom design jewelry, Josh does that and he's incredible at it, if I do say so myself. They've got everyday jewelry and engagement rings, wedding bands, you name it, gifts for the men in your life, they can do all that. So go check them out, D-Y-L-A-N, Dillon Rings on Facebook and online. Stephen Kranzler, you still there, friend?
You could have given me a heads up via text about your dad earlier, babe.
You know, the problem with telling people how my dad is doing, and quite honestly, I've only tweeted, I haven't even Facebooked about it. The problem with telling people how my father is doing, and I believe you probably have some experience with this, is then everybody checks on you. And then I just spend all day weepy. And weepy is not, it's not a good look for me. It's not a good look for anybody. But, and so what ends up happening is, you know, I get a text that says, how's your dad? Every 20 minutes, and every 20 minutes, I'm in tears again. And so I just stopped being able to function. And so I have been very, very quiet about this in my real life. Because otherwise, it's just for my own ability to maintain some level.
You were explaining what was going on, I put him on the prayer list, and I have an actual list. Okay. And this, like, my sister told my brother-in-law last year. She goes, when Steve says he's praying for someone, he's actually praying for them.
Well, I appreciate that. His name is John Fogle. And I've been asking people, not just for prayers for John Fogle. My little brother, my baby brother, is also a John Fogle. And if you could hear where I am right now, if you can imagine, Big John and little John's not doing so well. And so it's like a double the heartbreak. It's a double the heartbreak that my father is where he is right now. And that my little brother, who has lived near my father for essentially his entire adult life, and even parts of his childhood. I used to spend summers with my daddy, John, but my brother actually moved in with him as a teenager. And so my little brother's having a really hard go of this. Okay, we have to get back to you making me laugh, because I'm gonna break down over here again. All right.
Don't break down.
All right. So, have you ever dealt with the criminal with criminal geniuses who have convinced you to pay them for assaulting you with the check? I'm trying to figure out the defense over here of this Jesse Smollett case. What the heck?
It's his excuses thus far since this thing has started have been so out there. I mean, it didn't pass the smell test from the first time it was reported. You're going like, no, nobody got attacked by a bunch of MAGA guys in Chicago. Okay, just stop. Stop with it. And it has gotten just weirder since then, in the couple of years since then. And then, you know, that god-awful prosecutor there tried to protect him by throwing out the charges against him. And thank God they were brought back, because this guy is like, these fake hate crimes really wear me out. They should be prosecuted harder. They should be called hate crimes themselves, actually. You know, like last night, I think it was Debbie Dingell here, the congresswoman from Michigan, reported that her office had been vandalized. And I'm so jaded by all the fake hate crimes. My first thought upon hearing that was like, oh yeah, this isn't real. It was staged.
Well, and I'm getting that same, like, really, and we saw it with the NASCAR driver in the air quotes noose. It seems like it's really is continuing, and it's a true problem. But this one, it seems so embarrassing that he would take this to trial. All I can say is it's embarrassing. Like, this, there's just no part of this in which, you know, I watched the Rittenhouse trial and I was like, why is this going to trial? This seems cut and dry self-defense, but I get that they're taking it to a jury and the jury found him not guilty. But you look at this and you're like, what are you doing? Why are you?
Well, and the thing with this case is that I don't understand what the motivation was in the beginning. The kid had a good life. He was on a television show. You know, he's living an actor's dream. He was on a successful television show, and I don't know what made him think, you know, I got to go to Subway and then make up a hate crime. Tells me that he's not mentally all there. There's some really bad cognitive stuff going on with him.
Well, and I would say that, but then you look at it and it looks like it was just a contract negotiation thing. He was trying to drive up his name ID, his popularity, to get more money. And what a manipulative, wild thing that was.
And how it backfired, because then he was kicked off the show.
Yeah, absolutely correct. All right, I hate to do this to you because I kind of took our conversation here. Can I have you hold on through one more segment?
Sure.
Got a hard break here. Well, you are listening to Straight Talk with April Marie. We'll be back in just a few.
Stay tuned for more local, state, and national news here on Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with the creature from the Black Lagoon.
Hello.
Creature, you only made 3 or 4 movies, and then you hung it up.
That's right, man. You know, I got tired of that Hollywood lifestyle, you know?
But it seems you did pretty well money-wise.
Yeah, man. You know, I made a big roll of dough, and I took it to my friend David Ernest.
The asset preservationist.
That's him, man, you know, and he took really good care of me.
I see.
And, you know, anybody can call David Ernest. Just grab your phone and dial 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
So David Ernest takes care of your money. What are you doing these days?
Well, after I got out of the motion picture business, I went to seminary.
Seminary.
That's right, man.
So now you're...
That's right, man. I'm the preacher from the Black Lagoon.
Call David Ernest today, and someone get my agent on the phone.
Christmas at the Kickback Ranch, December the 11th. Gates open at 12 noon. There's a gift shop, vendors, a food truck, and hot cocoa. 4 o'clock, Santa arrives, and the festivities begin with music, lights, snow, and much, much more. On Sunday, December the 12th, from 8:30 a.m. to 10 a.m., it's PJs and pancakes with Santa and the gang. Christmas at the Kickback Ranch. It's a short drive down 331 South from Montgomery, December the 11th and 12th. For more information, go to kickbackranch.net or call 286-4140.
Worth Cleaners, your professional dry cleaner in the River Region, has been considered the best of the best for 30 years. You can expect the same great service whether you visit one of their 2 Montgomery locations or you take advantage of their free pickup and delivery service at your home or office. The lobby and drive-through windows are open 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturdays. Worth Cleaners' helpful and knowledgeable employees stand ready to answer your questions about your dry clean clothing, bedspreads, wedding dresses, dress shirts, even your household wash items. Yes, they'll clean your towels, socks, and undies, just about anything else that you clean at home. Now there's a Worth Cleaners app to make your dry cleaning service easier. Search Worth Cleaners in your app store and download the app. You can link to your account, update your credit card, request pickup service, check order status, and much more. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. Your family's clothing is worth it. Come by, visit online, or call Worth Cleaners today.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Don't miss out on a chance to win great prizes. It's the 12 Days of Dixie Holiday Giveaway. Learn more at facebook.com/Dixie Electric Plumbing Air.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding.
Hi, everybody. What an extended string of some really nice days ahead as November ends and December begins. How about a nice warming trend with sunshine today and a high temperature in the upper 60s? Clear, not as cold tonight, overnight low 41. Tomorrow and Wednesday, the warming trend really gets going as December begins with low 70s Wednesday, mid-70s on Thursday, more sunshine. Even Friday, we're still dry with a high temperature up to about 75. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
You are, in fact, listening to Straight Talk with April Marie. Steve and Chris are on the line. Joey Clark in the studio keeping us out of trouble. Steve and Chris, what do you make of the public announcement that Dr. Oz is running for U.S. Senate?
I thought it was interesting because, you know, what were the Republicans going to do in that race after, you know, the shakeup there? So, you know, now they've got somebody, you can't say he doesn't have name recognition, I mean, which is one thing that's always helpful in a Senate race. You know, you get a lot of people running for Senate or doing it for the first time in any medium to big size state. If they don't have name recognition, it usually buries them first time out. So he's going to have enough money. He's got the name recognition. He's running as a Republican. He's got, you know, an interesting, he immediately converted his website where he's giving out medical tips. It's his campaign site already.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. They're not, they prepared for this. So I think it could be really, really interesting, especially given how weird, excuse me. Sorry about that. Weird Pennsylvania can be. This is one of the reasons I still like politics when weird crap like this happens. I did not have Dr. Oz running for Senate on my bingo card anywhere.
It's very odd because I literally had to Google this morning, is he a real doctor? Because I just think of him as a TV, you know, as a TV kind of whatever. And sure enough, he's an attending physician at New York Presbyterian Columbia Medical Center. He is a cardiothoracic surgeon. So he does heart replacement surgery and other cardiac, like he's actually, it's like Dr. Carson running for office here in terms of this is a real doctor.
No, I knew he was a legit doctor, and I've always thought he was an interesting guy, too, which makes it even better. And he, you know, that TV experience can't be discounted when running for office, either. He's comfortable on camera. So there's a lot going on here, and I'm sure that the Dems in Pennsylvania, he's running in Pennsylvania, right?
it's quite a lot happening. His wife has Alzheimer's. Did you know that?
I did know that, yeah.
So there is he's got a compelling story. It's going to be really interesting. And as you said, name ID, it's very hard as a first time candidate, without name ID to get traction in these races. So to have that name ID is a big deal.
Yeah. I think that's, you know, that's one of the things I've been lamenting about all the Republicans who want to run against Mark Kelly next year is, you know, they're known in their district or where, you know, part of Arizona, but they're not known throughout Arizona. And I think it's for any non-presidential office, I think it's more important for a Senate run than for anything else.
Incredibly important. And we saw that here. We've seen it with our own Senate races and other statewide races. That you better have a compelling story if you don't have that name ID, but having both is clearly the winner. Well, tell our listeners where they can find you in your morning briefing and all things Stephen Cruiser.
Go to pjmedia.com. I write columns there. I do the morning briefing every weekday. That's always going to be free. It's never going to be on the other side of the paywall. You can subscribe to that for free and have it emailed to you, and it doesn't take a day off. I don't get holidays off for that, so I was still working last week, and I'll be working on it tomorrow, and there's a lot of VIP stuff, too, if you want to join us on the other side of the paywall and hear me talk dirty.
Oh, wow. Now you tell me. I want you to know I have I paid for the other side of the paywall quite a while ago, but I haven't been watching you. Now I know what I have to do.
Now you got videos, you got podcasts, you got live chat every week. There's so much going on over there. It's a lot of fun. Plus, I'm going to be doing a private gig on Saturday in Hillsdale, Michigan. It's private. The week after, I got some public gigs coming up. I'll let you know what those are.
All right. Sounds like a plan. Thank you so much, Stephen Cruiser. Always great to have you on. We'll talk again soon.
Take care.
Bye, love. Joey Clark, do you realize that most of my guests, I call them by their first name, and I have absolutely no reason why I do that? Do you do that?
What, call my guests by their first name?
By their whole names, I mean. So, like, I call Stephen Cruiser, Stephen Cruiser. I call Todd Stacy. I don't know how or why I decided to do that, but I do that now.
I usually go with first name.
Huh. That's not interesting.
Unless I don't know them and they have a title, but, you know.
All right, 272-9228 if you want to get in on the final segment of this show. Still got some interesting national headlines to talk about, but we will take our final break here in just a minute. Before we do, I want to remind you guys of Mortgage Corporation of the South. Mortgage Corporation of the South, MCS, you can go to their website, mcsloans.com. You can give the girls over there a call, the A-Team, 567-9000. They're not just a mortgage company. They're a mortgage and loan center. So whether you're looking to get into a new home mortgage, looking to, and for that, they have a program now where you can do 10% down instead of 20% down if you qualify. And that is for new houses or even second houses. John Williams once brought that up. If you're looking for a lake house or a beach house, give him a call. Whether you're looking to refinance and make sure you have the current best interest rate you qualify for, they can check that out for you. Some of these loans they can do in as little as 1 hour. If you're looking to get into a VA loan or make sure you're in the best VA loan program, they do those. If you're looking to maybe get an equity loan out of either your automobile, a piece of land, or your house, John Williams and the A-Team over there at Mortgage Corporation do those two. They are great friends of the show, great sponsors. Their office is up there high atop the mountain in Wetumpka County. Their NMLS ID is 232876, or an equal housing lender. Be sure to check them out. Before we hit this break, I'll go ahead and go to the phone lines, 272-9228. Don't forget to get in on the Mortgage Corporation of the South drawing and the Sweet Creek drawing. Debbie on the line. Hi, Debbie.
Hello. I just want to make a complaint about our U.S. government.
Sure.
Well, I went to get my mail today at the post office, and it's time for me to renew my box. I've started the last couple of years doing it by the year. It went up $38.
What?
Yes.
For your post office box?
Yes, it did. And I asked one of my buddies at the desk, I said, is this a mistake? He said, nope. I said, can you explain it? He said, nope. I said, what are they going to do with the money? I don't know. He said, it's the government, Deb.
Wow. That's interesting. I will have to see what I can find out about that. That's quite a bit.
Well, yes. I haven't heard a thing about it on the news. And he said he'd lost a lot of people. A lot of people had closed out their boxes. And I said, gee, I'm shocked.
Yeah, that's quite a substantial jump.
See, I've had the box since 1983. And so, you got to tell all these people. Of course, they'll forward your mail for a year. So really, it's not that big of a deal. But I don't know how much mail gets lost like that. So he said, well, you ought to just go to a smaller box. All you do is get letter-sized mail anyway. I said, okay. But even, of course, that one went up too, but not as much.
Yeah, it looks like I found one article that says some will raise as much as 26.8%, which is quite substantially for some larger boxes. But it sounds like yours might have gone up more than that. That's quite wild.
Well, those boxes don't cost a bit more than they did last year or in 1983. They're there. They haven't painted them, or they don't come with a book of stamps or anything. So where's the money going?
Well, we all know the USPS can't manage their money very well, but interesting. All right. Well, thanks for calling, Debbie.
It's something we have to deal with. I guess I don't have to have a box, but it's our government, not hard at work.
Uh-huh. Exactly. Not hard at work. You said it right there.
Thanks for letting me vent.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in. With that, we are going to take a quick break. 272-9228 if you want to get in on this final segment. We'll be back in just a minute.
You're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie. You can follow her on social media at April Marie on Facebook and Twitter. Don't forget to follow and like News Talk 93.1 while you're there.
not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Looking for luxury and performance at an affordable price? Getting your next car should be as easy as possible. Here's Jim McCain.
There's no need to compromise when you visit the new Infiniti of Montgomery, the new home of affordable luxury.
That's right. The new Infiniti of Montgomery is open for business and ready to exceed your expectations.
Right now, you can lease a 2021 Infiniti Q50 Lux for just $447 a month for 42 months, with $39.99 due at signing.
Or lease a 2022 QX80 Lux with third-row seating for just $913 a month for 42 months, with only $39.99 due at signing.
If you're considering a Nissan, Honda, Audi, Lexus, or even a BMW, you owe it to yourself to look at the new Infiniti models.
Visit the home of affordable luxury, Infiniti Montgomery, at 4000 Eastern Bypass and online at InfinityMontgomery.com.
Q50 VIN MM707693, QX80 VIN N9740503. This is our 10,000 miles per year. $499 dealer dock fee plus tax, title, license, no security deposit required on approved credit. Offers at 11/30/21.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
Well, good afternoon. I enjoy Steve and Cruiser visits, Joey.
Likewise.
You're good people. He's gone to pass out now. Hey, there is a new online feud not to be left out of the Ilhan Omar Boebert little tiff going on. Nancy Mace and Marjorie Taylor Greene are at it. I hate this. First off, as a professional woman, this does not bode well for us and our competencies. Mm. Now, at times I can be petty, no doubt. And at times I can be juvenile. And whatever, but there comes a time when you're like, for the love of all that's holy, we have a job to accomplish and we need to hold ourselves to a little bit higher standards. And so watching members of Congress spat at each other is quite something. I was teasing Todd Stacey, by the way, about the fact I went to tag him in my post and he wasn't following me on Twitter. So now he is. So apparently you can harass and shame people into following you on Twitter because Todd Stacey's now following me.
I think they should have like a big the women having the spat. We can throw some of the men in there who deserve to be in. Maybe Gosar should be in there as well. Have a big
Gosar and Gates.
Yeah.
And
oh, especially baby Gates. Yeah, like a big water gun, water balloon fight.
See, but that's not what we're supposed to, like, this is not the way we...
No, we need to have
members
fun.
Members of Congress are supposed to behave.
No, members of Congress, especially on the Republican side, need to have fun. And I don't mean like lame dance. Like, they need to enjoy themselves.
All right.
And
all
have
right.
fun.
Fair enough.
Like, I get where the energy's coming from, but I'd like to see more fun. The side that's having fun is the side that's winning.
You know, well, I do think they're having fun with one another. And I guess when I was younger, maybe my old me on Twitter especially used to love the tit for tat with liberals. I would say things just for the sake of saying them. At one point, I talked about clubbing baby seals and people were like, oh my gosh, how can you joke about such a thing? And I'm like, because it's absurd. First off, I live in Florida. I'm not going out clubbing baby seals for fun. Two different things. One is the woman called in about the cost of her P.O. box. And I want to say it could be worse in terms of USPS. They could be FedEx, where a driver dumped packages in a ravine, the same ravine, at least six times. There were 450 individuals that were impacted, have their packages impacted. And essentially, it looks like, now he's going to be charged with theft. But to me, it looks like he just didn't want to deliver all the packages on his route. Could you imagine? And, you know, I'm on this neighborhood app where all, like, it seems like every day there's someone going, it says my package was delivered to my front porch, but it's not here. Well, all of these people probably were told their packages were delivered. A bunch of them, you can see in the photos, Amazon packages. They were told their packages were delivered, and they're sitting in a ravine in this huge pile. So photos of this going viral across the country. Six different times, this one driver dumped packages. When they were discovered, the sheriff's office went out there to, like, protect the packages so they weren't stolen from the ravine. Imagine being a child or a teenager, not knowing what the heck's going on, and you just walk upon this big pile of packages. Like, what in the... It's like a big Santa drop. So it says that the Blount County District Attorney has not quite received the investigative file to look into this case, but the sheriff's deputies are. FedEx workers were sent to retrieve the packages. Those that can be delivered will. Those that are damaged or missing, those will be, they're going to work with the senders and the receivers on that. But what a crap thing to do. What a crap human being you have to be to take people's FedEx packages and throw them into a ditch. Bah, humbug for you.
Could you do something for me? Could ask a favor of you?
Maybe.
Could you say packages one more time?
Packages.
All right. You said it a lot in that segment.
I was thinking for a moment we were having another pecan moment where I said something wrong. I was like, no, am I saying packages wrong?
No, you just said it a lot.
Well, it's the whole thing. The driver dropped packages. Lots of them. Packages everywhere.
Right. Well, did you see that the Federal Reserve chairman and his little, I think he was in front of Congress today, or he was talking to the cameras in some way. He said, time to retire the word transitory regarding inflation.
I did say that.
And I reported this last week, but it's being rehashed. General Mills is expecting on all their products, you know, the cereal, big food company, a 20% increase in January.
I'm watching these alerts and I'm like, what can I stockpile that that isn't, like, you know, like, I'm not a big fan of the people, and I've said this before, the people who stockpile like Lysol or toilet paper or whatever to where seniors can't go out and get them or people can't go out and get them. But I will stockpile me some Lucky Charms for my kids, because you haven't been here on a morning where there isn't Lucky Charms around.
Okay, you have children, but I think cereal is for children and stoners.
Why can't I have both needs in my house?
Maybe, but it's just, I'm not a cereal fan. It's good. You know, Lucky Charms are tasty, but, you know.
I was more of a cereal person when I was snacking after the kids went to bed. Mm-hmm. And I told y'all I stopped doing that. I'm kind of doing this odd intermittent fasting thing. And here's the thing on my weight is I haven't lost much weight, mm-hmm. but I'm steady, which is exactly what I wanted. I don't need to go back to being a size zero. I'll just go ahead and say that I'll never be that again, or even a size two for that matter. But I had to stop the gaining. And part of the gaining was waking up at night and being like, silence. I shall clean up the tornado that happened in my house. And while I'm doing so, I'm going to eat whatever thing I see lying around, and it might be a bowl of Lucky Charms or Fruit Loops. By the way, if you're about to call me and tell me I'm feeding my kids garbage in the morning, save the phone call. Save the quarter, okay? Yes, my kids eat a piece of fruit and some junk in a bowl, and I don't even care.
Yeah, but 20% increase.
I know. So now I'm going to have to stockpile some of these things, because it's not like they expire. Like, you could take these things into a war bunker with you, and they'd be good. Very, very interesting. Supreme Court is trending. Are they hearing the abortion case? Does that start today? I feel like that's going to be coming up. At least the arguments on that are going to be coming up very, very soon. A one Michigan teacher has resigned rather than taking down the LGBTQ pride flag from her classroom. Oh no, it's a him from his classroom. The problem isn't that, and I've said this before, I don't want conservative values being, conservative politics being taught. Conservative values, yes, because what is a conservative value versus a liberal value? But I don't want conservative politics being taught in our schools either. I want them to be completely apolitical. You can, and this particular teacher was a PE teacher. Explain to me why you need an LGBT flag in a gymnasium. The middle school that he works at sent out a school-wide email asking educators to take down all pride flags in classrooms. The teacher had been there over a decade, said that he's quitting his job until he can raise his pride flag. Here's a concept. Go find a private school to teach in that will allow you to have your pride flag. I'm so over the ideal of our idea of our public educators feeling like they need to indoctrinate our students. Middle school, yes, you can talk about no clearly other sexualities, but it shouldn't be the focus in anyone's classroom. By removing it, I feel like I'm being told that I'm invalidated, that I don't belong, he said. Joey, has a flag, even the American flag, ever been your entire identity?
No.
Is any one thing define your identity?
No, there's some things, I guess, that get closer than others. But you know, I learned respect for the flag at a young age from my grandfather, Ron, in particular. But no, you know me. I'm not some rah-rah person on anything, even the stuff I love. Like, even at an Auburn game, I'm not the one who's like, give me a pom-pom and let me dress up in all orange and blue. It's like, no, I'm just watch the game.
What makes me me isn't defined by any one thing. And I say that including an American flag, which I love and have plenty of and have them around.
Have you been following the Epstein case or the Ghislaine Maxwell case?
I have not. Enough to know I believe there was word that she wasn't offered a deal.
She was not, and the pilot for Epstein testified today, I'm learning, and was naming all sorts of names. Now, Trump did fly on Epstein's plane, but it was from, I believe, Florida and New Jersey. It was one trip. Later, Trump banned Epstein from Mar-a-Lago for being a creep. There's some pretty salacious testimony from a woman named Jane, who was 14 when she was brought into that orbit. Stuff I won't repeat on air. But they go into detail.
She was approached when she was 14 eating ice cream with friends at a Michigan summer camp.
And what they had her do with Epstein, with Maxwell in the room, pretty crazy for a 14-year-old, for really anybody underage. It's just insane.
It is disgusting.
And though, by the way, Bill Clinton was on he was actually on like 26 flights, according to this pilot, and all over the place with Epstein.
He detailed some of the bold-faced names that rode on the disgraced financier's private plane. Quite a bit. All right, well, with that, we are going to end today's show. I will be back again tomorrow. I'll do my best not to cry on and off during the show. I make no promises. Thank you all for your messages and your prayers. Coming up next is Greg Budell, who is, if you're going to cry during his show, it's probably going to be fits of laughter and tears combined, because he's always a good time. The lovely Rosie with him. And I will, till tomorrow, stay out of trouble. Be back again tomorrow.